But this is your reading assignment. So it took me an hour and 10 minutes to read this, but I was making notes and marking it up as I was going along so that I wouldn't forget what I wanted to bring to the airwaves. This is Paul Kingsworth. The essay is What Progress Wants. And his Substack, if you want to subscribe to it, is The Abbey of Misrule. I quoted a little bit from this on last Friday's show, and I told you I was going to come back to it. So it was my reading assignment on the trip home from Walsingham West yesterday. So I read it, and the more I read, the better it got. So to the point where I didn't have a highlighter with me, so I had to whip out a pen to underline and highlight some of the things that I wanted to remind myself that were that good in this essay. Paul Kingsworth has come about as close as anyone to explaining the current wretched moment and state of affairs that we find ourselves in writ large than anyone else. I think if you read What Progress Wants, that you might even want to read it a second time to go back and get some of the points that you might have missed the first go around. It's that good. I'll wait till Brother Andre comes on and we'll get into it because we have a lot of other stuff to do. Here. This is one of the things that I highlighted that I went like, yeah, that's exactly right. So after the statement, What Progress Wants is Permanent Revolution, quote, the two world wars of the 20th century, which Augusto Del Noce, this guy's a author slash philosopher from the mid 20th century, that Augusto Del Noce prefers to view as a single European conflict lasting from 1914 until 1945, spread this revolution against transcendence and tradition all around the world. After 1945, America, the most eminent nation in history, unchallenged monarch of the reign of quantity, took on the global responsibility for waging the Enlightenment's war against their own past. America, said Del Noce, was now the wellspring of the principle of disintegration, I mean disintegrate, the destroy, which along with its European allies and mentors, it was spreading around the world through the globalization of its institutions and worldview. Del Noce agreed with the prophetic Shimon Wiel that the Americanization of Europe would lead to the Americanization of the whole world. And so it is proven. But Europe, by pursuing the path of pure eminence, had in any case already doomed itself by turning on itself the weapons it had long used on others. And he says that that weapon is colonization. There's a there's another part in the essay where Kingsworth says that unlike the previous revolutions, though, this revolution is not going to be one that is going to be fought by jackbooted thugs. Instead, and then this is where, okay, this time around, it would not involve jackboots and uniforms. Instead, it would be a technocracy built on scientism and implemented by managerial elites designed to ensure that order could continue after modernity had ripped up all former sources of authority and truth. And there's so much to get into here, but that's a brilliant observation. Because we all have this image in our mind that they're going to show up at your door with BATF officers by the dozens in some armored car, and they're going to show up and break your door down and then physically throw you into jail or force you into carrying out their will. But that's not how they're winning this war, and they are winning it. Currently, they're winning it. They're winning it by controlling meta-narratives and by just as he says, you have managerial elites. You have people that are basically appointed as gatekeepers. Now, let me get to my theme of the day. And look, you're not allowed to cross them. Now, if you cross them, you better find yourself that hill that David Simpson's always talking about that he's looking for, that he can climb to the top of, build his fortress there, and escape all this madness. Let me turn your attention to the Sam Adams Beer Company. If you drink Sam Adams forthwith, Lord help you. Sam Adams has completely thrown in a war against your children and your grandchildren and any future generation that may have children. This year they're brewing a Love Conquers Ale. Get it? Love Conquers Ale. The case and the can all have wonderful little rainbow flags on them and what have you here. The website says Sam Adams is proud to introduce Love Conquers Ale 2022. This welcoming wheat ale features hints of yuzu for bright citrus notes and prickly pear to create a bold pinkish hue that captures the joy and expression of pride. There is nothing joyful about promoting and expressing sodomy. It boggles the mind here.
During this whole Pride Month, we should start telling these companies, why do you hate your customers so? I mean, you don't want them to get the monkeypox, do you? That's how you get monkeypox.
There you go. And then underneath that, in partnership with GLAAD. And there's a bunch of sodomite lesbians and faggots sitting there toasting with their Love Conquers Ale beer. But wait, this is the worst one of all. Then under the title, Safe Bars. Now listen up, you bigots. If you're going to a bar that ain't celebrating Pride Month and doesn't have reserved seatings for sodomites, padded seats, if you get my drift, you're the enemy. No beer for you. Through subsidized trainings, Safe Bars promotes LGBTQ+ inclusion in the craft beer industry. Their goal is to educate craft beer professionals or bystander intervention and offer and other crucial principles, building a more inclusive environment. Sam Adams is committing $100,000 to support trainings in bars and craft breweries nationwide. We encourage all craft breweries to sign the Safe Bars Safe Space Pledge to create safe, welcoming spaces for all drinkers. Hey, bigot, you're not open to the trannies, the 9-year-olds, and the pederasts that want to prey on them. Bigot, no ale for you. You know what this really is at the end of the day, besides the evil that it is? You know what it really is? This is nothing more than a flimsy, cheap attempt to make a couple of extra bucks. This is profit. This is profiteering on mortal sin, on sodomy. Now, in case you didn't know this, let me drop this one on you. Our friend and fellow ship of Lepanto, Daniel Rodriguez, is organizing a rosary rally this Friday, I believe, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Turtle Creek Park, and at 3400 Turtle Creek Boulevard in Dallas, Texas. You know what they're praying the rosary against? To beg God to not destroy all these people and for these people to recant and stand down. There is to be this Saturday a quote, I'm quoting now, drag your kids to pride event at a Dallas sodomite bar. A Dallas homo bar is hosting an event called Drag Your Kids to Pride, a family-friendly drag show. The event will allow children to perform on stage with the drag queens. It will include drinks and inappropriate names and explicit decorations. There's an entire Eventbrite page. I'm not going to give you the link, but if you can find it, that shows what they intend to do with, for, and to children who show up at this event. Why is it, I just a couple of questions. Why am I not hearing that Texas CPS, the Child Protective Services, shouldn't they be at an event like this where children are going to be dancing on stage with half-naked men pretending to be women in a bar? If you take your eight-year-old and bring him to the Rocking Horse Saloon on any Tuesday night to have a couple of rounds with you and the boys, I'm not talking about a bar and grill, I'm talking about a bar. What might people think of you? Why'd you brought your kid to the bar? Oh, hell yeah, man. I sat him right up there on the stool. He sat right next to me, man. Did you give him any? Well, I let him sniff it. He said he didn't want any, but I would have bought him one. Bringing children on stage to dance with drag queens. How is it even possible that this is occurring? I don't even imagine that this occurs in really poorly made sodomite snuff films. Well, we live in a civilization that apparently now, I mean, folks, did you ever think? Apparently now, waging an all-out physical sexual war for, quote, the right, close quote, of primarily adult males to have sexual relations with children is not only safe, or illegal, rather, you're trying to make it normal and regular. That's the only... You look at this long term. These people always played a long game. They don't ever play a short game. They're playing for keeps. The long game is what? The long term sexualization of children. You know those idiot harlots that are running around standing outside courts of law everywhere where they think Roe versus Wade's going to be struck down and will various laws against abortion are going to start being enforced and what have you here. And they have their stupid Handmaid's Tale costume on. And this is to make them out, you're not going to take my body over and make me a sex slave and make me have to have babies, et cetera, et cetera. Children should be in Handmaid's Tale costumes now. Don't bring you here. I have a suggestion for you lunatics and you child abusers that will actually entertain the notion of bringing your child and throwing them up on stage at a drag queen show to go dance with the drag queens in a drag queen homo bar. Dress your kid up as a Handmaid's Tale woman. Look, you're already helping the little tyke transition from being a boy into a girl. Let's make it official. Let's make them real sex objectified sex slaves. So I'm asking you, throw all in, man. Don't do this halfway. Throw all in. Slide all the chips in. This is completely and totally unacceptable. Men, if you live in the Dallas area or you live anywhere near, if I was closer, I would drive to this. Go and stand with Daniel Rodriguez and others. I hope Jesse Romero goes. Jesse might go. This Friday. You got 2 days. To pray and ask God to have mercy. Comets aren't enough to take care of this. This requires a complete and total incineration of all organic life on Earth. Just vaporize it. Who would have thunk? Who would have believed? Hell, when Trump was elected in 2016, when the last year of Obama, who would have believed that this was possible? Well, one thing we do know about the MAPs, minor attracted persons, groomers, and what have you here, as we told you way back when this began, they're not going to take no for an answer. They are going to have to be physically opposed and resisted. There's an even worse part to this, though. What do you do if you know someone that's going to drag an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old off to this drag queen event this Friday? What would you do? This is what has to be considered here. These children are being groomed. They have parents now that are being enlisted and are cheerfully participating in the grooming of their own children. So again, this Friday, I could post the flyer. Mac, do you have the flyer? For the Rosary Rally this Friday that Daniel Rodriguez is doing? I have it. Crusader Greg says that he will be with Daniel. I hope there are hundreds upon hundreds. But look, don't make no mistake, though. I know a little bit about this. Having been the only person that stood athwart history and yelled, stop. Back when there was a boozy bake sale to gin up funds to murder babies in the inner city of New Orleans a couple years back. I organized a rosary rally. We sat across from this place, and we watched people bring kids in there. And they actually went to a pro-abort rally to go donate money to a pro-abort cause, pushing babies in strollers into the bake sale. While we stood outside watching. I struggle to find words to describe some of this stuff because it's indescribable. Here it is. All right, I found it. This is a little flyer that has some info on it. If you need contact info, but this is where you'll be. June the 4th, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., Turtle Creek Park, 3400 Turtle Creek Park Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. And there's more info on this. I'm sure that, again, if you go on Eventbrite, that's who's selling it. So Eventbrite can now be relied upon. People have had their Eventbrite events canceled by Eventbrite because they weren't woke enough. But Eventbrite will host an event invitation for a groomer event. Now, again, when people go, yeah, I started a GoFundMe too. Why are you giving those criminals a dime? Well, there's got to be some kind of way to make it. Wait, they're not GoFundMe, dude. I'm hosting a party using Eventbrite. Well, let's find another service to use. Let's not use Eventbrite. How about that? Well, I'm staying somewhere near it is. I'm using Airbnb. No, don't use Airbnb. Ladies and gentlemen, there's almost no major entity, no entity that has a, let's say, nationwide, continent-wide footprint that you can do business with anymore. Our call in line telephone number. And if you think it couldn't get any worse than that, well, here you go. This is from the Epic Times. Biden administration creates Office of Environmental Justice inside the unhealthy, inhuman disservices department run by Dick Levine. So Admiral Dickie Levine now is being charged with appointing the head of the Environmental Justice Department. You know what this means? You know what this means? This means that they will start to look for medium-sized environmental offenders. They'll start to look for people that ain't getting that don't have solar panels and windmills and what have you on their regenerative farms, aren't driving around in a Tesla or whatever, and they're going to start looking to find those people to try and force them into the agenda. If I could be so bold, this is what Obama and the Obama regime was doing. It was only interrupted by the presidents and then the presidency of Donald John Trump.